It's Murray here for The Breakfast Show, thanks to Fed Income Sheds Cairns. Well, look, as we know, it's been a real challenge, a bit of a double whammy for people in tourism. Thankfully, we started to get a bit of a turnover of people actually making bookings from within the state and from outside the state as well. But what's been a bit tough is just getting employees on the ground. So many places, accommodation houses, we're talking about restaurants and even tourism operators having to run below capacity because they simply have not got people on the ground to do the job. Yesterday here in Queensland, the Work in Paradise, an investment to the tune of about $7.5 million from the Queensland government, and very timely. Let's have a bit of a chat further about it with Sterling Hinchliffe. He's the Minister for Tourism, Industry, Development and Innovation. Good morning, Sterling. How are you today?
Terrific, Murray. Terrific. Great to be talking to you.
This is such an important package, and it's not just in Queensland. Certainly, I've been doing a bit of travelling interstate, and so many tourism businesses are really struggling. So timely in so many ways, and particularly for regional areas, this particular package.
Well, no question that with international borders being closed, it hasn't only affected who the tourists are, it's affected who the workforce are. That those international students and backpackers that have been a mainstay in so many ways of a lot of hospitality and tourism jobs haven't been around in the same numbers. So that's made a real challenge to operators who are just trying to see their way through a challenging circumstance. So we've come up with this in response to the issues that have been raised with us by the industry. And we're doing it in partnership with the regional tourism organisations like TTNQ. And what we're offering is an incentive for people to take up these jobs in regional Queensland, in the north and in the west of Queensland, with a $1,500 financial incentive to workers to stick with a job or to stick in the region for 6 months. And that'll come at, you know, a few different points of keeping them engaged. But also for those who need to travel, and that's one of the big barriers, for those who need to travel more than 100 kilometres, a $250 bonus to help them get to that job that they've secured through potentially the website that we're working on collaboratively with those regional tourism organisations to help put all those jobs in the one place. And there are a stack of them available in Cairns right at the moment, for instance. So some, even just off one portal, you can see sort of 362 jobs.
The uncertainty has, I guess, been one of the key issues why we've had such an exodus from the hospitality industry. So I guess the package that you're talking about and actually having that $1,500 relocation fee, basically incremental, that's one of the things, as I understand it from what you've just said, that will try and keep people, you know, obviously in the region, but obviously in these hospitality and tourism jobs as well.
Yeah, it certainly, that extra incentive is because of some of the uncertainty, some of the negativity that's been around the sector for the past 12 months, that has added to the challenges of incentivising people to take up these jobs. So this extra bonus to try and encourage people to take them up is one of the tools that we think can make a difference. But we also know that even, you know, challengingly in some parts of North and Western Queensland, housing has been a real challenge. So that's added extra costs and challenges to people. So we're also working through this process with a whole bunch of different players that can make a difference in that space, like the YHA hostels, the National Student Home Network, other low-cost accommodation options, including caravanning Queensland, to look at how we can package up accommodation options as well for people who might be travelling to take these jobs up.
Now, what about some of the gaps that have been traditionally filled by foreign workers? You know, they're often jobs that Australians seem to refuse to do. Is there some form of incentive to make sure that, you know, we get some of those key jobs that have been traditionally filled by foreign workers also filled within this package?
Yeah, then that's basically, you know, the extra financial incentive can help make a difference between what people's perceptions are about what they're going to get for this. But there are right now in Cairns, yeah, plenty of chef jobs. There's lots of bar reception, bar staff, accommodation receptionist positions, baristas, tour guides, even, and dive instructors. Jobs that I think people, you know, really should, you know, can be really excited about, as well as those ones that are the lower level ones, like housekeeping. But for someone to get a foot in the door in the tourism industry, this could be the beginning of a great new career.
Well, look, it's certainly welcomed in this part of the world because there's been so many people struggling, as I said at the intro too. You know, when we started to have those tourism numbers, it's been a pretty cruel blow not to be able to have staff to be able to cater for that, rise in numbers, which we've been waiting for a great deal of time. Great to talk to you this morning. I know you're a busy man. Stirling Hinchliffe, he's the Minister for Tourism, Industry Development and Innovation. Have a great day.
Excellent, Murray. You too.
The same-sex marriage debate.